Chatting with Cherubs.
Hello and welcome back to Chatting with Cherubs. It's episode 70. I'm Morgan Rees and I'm here with the amazing, the wonderful, the soon leaving us,
Joshua Jones.
Oh, Josh, to let you guys know, we are cramming in so many episodes this week.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep... I don't think we should keep boring everyone with the fact that I'm going to Australia. This week I'm going to Australia, but we're going to try and get in all the episodes this week, so while I'm away. So for the rest of the episodes, we won't speak about Australia again.
We won't speak about Australia again.
It will bore you all to death. But we're recording like 5 episodes this week just so that they're all there while I'm away and I don't have to try and sort it out and do it during a time lapse? What's it called? A time difference.
Yeah, so that's all right. And also we have a little bit of news. Well, we might as well say now, we're changing the structure of the podcast a bit. We are going to be doing, we still every single Thursday, but the episodes are going to be cut down from 30 minutes to 20 minutes. The 20 minutes will be free, but then for the full 30 minute episodes, we are doing that on our Patreon, which it starts at a low £3 a month.
Yeah, and this is because me and Morgan lose money on the podcast because we don't have sponsors or anything. But what we would like is you to pay £3 so we can pay Matt, our editor, because to be honest, I've already said to Morgan, we can't keep losing money. So we might as well be completely honest. If we don't start at least making money to pay the editor within like 3 or 4 months, then we might have to put a nail in the podcast coffin.
Yeah, but we're still friends. It's all still good. We just need to know it's just so we can just cover costs. That's all, you know. We've got to pay the editor. We've got to pay the hosting software and all that sort of stuff. But it's still going to be great fun. And we're also going to be adding loads of different features for the different levels as well. If you go for the top one, you can join the Discord, which is essentially just like a big WhatsApp group. And we're going to do like quarterly specials as well on those sort of... on Patreon, and also you'll get early access to our tickets, etc., etc., etc. But that's the boring plug. We'll do little stings next time. But Josh, I sent you a task last week, and it was to listen to the album Problematique by Kim Petras.
I listened to it. And do you know why I liked it? Because it wasn't very...
Yeah, you liked it. Brilliant.
One of the reasons I liked it was that it wasn't very long. It was like half an hour, the full album.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's great.
That's superb.
That's so good. Just get it done. Get it done. Right, so...
It's music for the TikTok generation, isn't it? We just short, sharp, get the fuck out.
I didn't know much about Kim Petras. She's the one who did the song with Sam Smith.
I believe so. Yes.
And I knew that Sam Smith got a load of controversy like 2 years ago, a year ago, whenever the songs come out, and I think it was a bit like seductive, wasn't it? And a lot of like the right wing media were like, no!
Yuck.
Yeah, and that did... Obviously, I'm not bothered. Sam Smith can wear whatever they want. I'm not bothered. And if they want to go on stage in sexy clothes, then yeah, whatever. I just personally prefer their older music because I'm an old woman and I like... I like smooth FM sort of vibes. And I really like Sam Smith's sort of ballady album. I really love Lay Me Down. That's such a good song.
I quite like his new slut era.
Yeah, it's good. The new stuff is good. And when I've been out and it's on, I'm like, oh, yeah, like I can dance to it. But it's not something I'd listen to like at home on my own. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like, but I don't listen to music in the flat. I only listen to music when I'm exercising, really. So that's why I really like the dance tracks or like dance tracks which are needlessly sexually aggressive.
you know? And I do think that Unholy was a really good song, and I do think it was good. It's just, God, I just sound so old. It's just, I like, a nice song that's not too... I only listen to that sort of music if I'm out or if I'm in a bar or whatever. I don't really... And when I listen to like... So say I was listening to like upbeat music. Yeah. I'm still in like the late noughties, early 2000s. Like I love stuff like Titanium.
And, no, you don't listen to Titanium.
Yeah, I do. And
the lights or other lights. I'm singing other songs.
All right. Bulletproof. That one. Yeah. Yeah. And like a bit of a ballad. I love that sort of when she sings loads. And like, I love Euphoria. And it's when it's like dancey music, I still want big, big vocals. But yeah, I don't know. I think how do you pronounce it? Plastique.
Problematique.
Problematique is a good album. My favourite song on it?
Oh, I'm rubbish at tracks, but I really loved literally the title track, Problematique.
Yeah, I think that's good. And if that was on in a club, I could see everyone having a great time.
Absolutely.
It's very good. It's very like, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun music that the kids like.
Josh, we're in our 30s, you're calling it fun.
It's fun music for the kids of today.
You could do a little bop to that, couldn't you? That's a good old track. I could see myself dancing to that. That's what my mum would say. Oh, I could dance to that.
I liked that. I don't know how to pronounce it. That that song.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
That was the better one. But she's great. She's very, like, she's gorgeous as well.
Very gorgeous.
Her. Yeah. But I only knew her because she did a song with Sam Smith.
Yeah, she's quite famous. She's, I think she had her transition documented, like, as in, like, in the documentary, and I believe she had it quite young as well. So then she just had this massive career as well, which I think's had its controversies along the way. But other than that,
and she's German. Oh my god! So basically, was Cascada German?
I don't know who's Cascada.
What the fuck did you just say?
Who's Cascada?
You don't know who Cascada are?
No.
Are you actually lying?
No, I don't know who Cascada are.
Morgan, you're joking.
I bet I know the music. I'm terrible with names.
Every time we touch, I get this feeling. Oh, and every time we kiss, song. I swear I can fly.
Okay,
evacuate the dance floor.
That's them, is it?
Yeah, Cascada, the fucking legends. Every time we touch was on my playlist. On my tour show last year.
You're so modern, Josh.
I know. I just prefer like older music. I like, so this sort of new music.
This sort of filth, this sort of this computer trash that these youngsters are making.
I just don't think it was made for me. I like instrumental music. Well, actually, I've just been saying how much I love Cascada, and that isn't what that is.
Yeah, I think that's a piano ballad, isn't it?
Chatting with Cherubs.
I tell you what, I have such a dichotomy when it comes to my music tastes. Because, again, I play, I've got my piano just beside me. I've got my theory books all over the place. I love music theory. I love instruments. I love live music so much. But then also, I can really dance to Cotton Eye Joe. You know, I really love it.
Oh, yeah, who can't, though? It's an absolute anthem. I was playing piano the other day.
Oh, who for?
Yeah. There was one in the green room and I was playing it for the comedians. I can only play one bit of one song, but I can do it well.
I think I've seen you do it. What is it again?
Well, I'll do the tune and you try and guess. Dan, 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 dan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Celine Dion one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
every
God.
Night in my dreams. But I can do that first.
Dun, 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 you can do the notes.
Yeah, I can do that on piano. I can only do like that 5 seconds, but I can do it and I can do it well.
Oh, you're a prodigy, Josh.
I might try and learn the rest of the song.
Imagine that, but that's just the one song you could play. Imagine you're just an expert. You could just play that whole song, but then you just can't play anything else. That'd be such a funny party trick to have.
I would be really happy with that.
Have you got any party tricks?
I'm double jointed, but
yes,
only one
that's
arm.
That's the one.
You've seen that.
Oh God, yes, I've seen that.
You've seen that. I'm double jointed, but I'm only double jointed in one arm now because I've got a metal screw in the other arm.
Yeah. It's just come back to me. I was in Chinatown. I was just having a pint before a show. And this guy came up to me and my boyfriend. He said, "Oh, can I chat to you guys? I'm by myself." And you just go, "Oh yeah, sure, that's all right." We got, you know, making excuses. "Oh, we got a dash after this, though," and because you just want to be nice, don't you? And then this is gonna sound mean. You go, "Oh, this is why you're by yourself."
Oh, why did he do something?
Oh, he was an in-between jobs magician that was working in a rural theater at the moment, but behind the desk. I don't think they knew who I was, so I think I can talk about this person. but they were doing close-up magic.
Yeah.
And I was being so like, I was going, "Oh wow, tell me more." And in my head I thought, "Wow, I'm gonna look so good in front of my boyfriend because I'm being so selfless. I'm asking so many questions. I'm being present with this guy. How kind am I?" And then he was like, "Oh, I can dislocate my finger. Do you want me to do it to you?" And I was like, "Yeah, do it to me." And he did it. And like folded my thumb over the back of my hand. And, I was like, look what he's doing. Isn't this so cool? And that turns out I was talking about being really present. Fuck was I present? Because I went, "Isn't that really cool?" And he just went, "Yeah, that's great. Can you go away, please?"
Who said that? Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that. You've got to just put up with it.
And you just go, "Oh," and he just went, and I went, "Oh, that was a bit rude." He said, "Morgan," he didn't ask us a single question. He was just talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, yeah. Oh no, I've totally misread the situation."
So I would just put up with it. I would be up for the magic. I'd be there for hours. Do you remember, did I tell you this story when I was doing a gig and then all the comics, because we were in Middlesbrough, and then all the comics were staying over, and then the promoter took us to a club.
Yeah. It's weird when the promoters do that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I know him, he's nice. And he was like, "Let's go for a drink." And it was like a nightclub, but there was like a private bit where we could sit and chat, which is more our sort of vibe. So they put us in this little VIP private bit. But in the VIP private bit was a magician, right? in a nightclub, right?
Going, "Choose a card! Yeah. Choose a card! Any card!"
So he came to our table and I was obsessed with him. I do love a bit of magic. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a child and I'm like, "Wow, how did you do it?" Because when you see, like, say you see a magician on telly, you're like, "Yeah, whatever." But when you see it in real life, you are like, "Oh my God, you're Gandalf." Like,
I am so good at giving in, just as in, like, I don't even try and guess how they're doing it. I'm none of that. I'm just like, "Sell me the show. I'm naive. Do it."
Yeah, I love it. I really would love to see someone get sewn in half.
Yeah, I would as well. I wouldn't mind seeing the magic trick too.
Yeah. But yeah, I would love to see. I've never been to, because a lot of the magicians that you see when we're at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'd rather just not do that.
Chatting with Cherubs.
Do you know what I've been watching? I've been watching online a little bit. Competitive puzzlers. So they do
what sort of puzzles now?
Just a puzzle puzzle that you get in a box.
Oh, those sort of, I wasn't sure whether it was just like a written puzzle, you know.
No, it's like just during you get a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Yeah. Oh, those so, sort of, a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, jigsaw. Puzzle. They get one of them, but they do it in these competitions. Is like they're all competing against each other with a crowd, and they have to do it
with
so
a crowd.
Fast.
People are watching that. Well, you're watching that. That's why.
I was watching it online. I wasn't watching a full one. It was edited and cut down. But yeah, and it was fascinating. Well, it wasn't fascinating.
Someone doing a jigsaw.
Basically, I was scrolling on my phone and I went down a dark path of just watching competitive. I saw one competitive jigsaw race competition, and then I did independent Google searches myself to find out more.
Ooh, do you know what we should do? We should just go to a competitive puzzle event.
I would love it,
and then we'll report back.
I would love to do it. I think it'd be fascinating. I did a puzzle over Christmas. Do you remember? I had it on when I was living at the old flat. Oh, it's before Christmas. I did that Hocus Pocus one.
I remember one.
It was on my table for ages because. It took me 3 days to make, and then I just used it as a centerpiece of the table because it took so long to make. These are people, I think the video I saw, the winner did a full puzzle, I think it was 1,000-piece puzzle in some daft 25 minutes.
Would you get with someone? Because I think I find it quite attractive when someone has a weird thing they're good at.
Yeah. No, I do. I love it when someone's passionate. I think that's good.
If someone was passionate, but it was about jigsaws, is that fine? Does that hit? Because otherwise, it is hypocritical. It doesn't matter what the passion is. I just want you passionate. I'm passionate about taxidermy. You go, well, do you know what? I don't think I really stood up to argument there.
taxidermy is way worse, and I'd rather date a puzzler than a taxidermist.
I've always said it. Yeah.
Yeah, straight away. I can handle a puzzle on my table rather than a dead, rodent.
Yeah.
So, I'd go puzzler. I'd go puzzler over loads of things. I'd rather a puzzler than a pro golfer.
Really?
Yeah, because at least, with a, puzzler, you know, they're not going to be doing a Tiger Woods and shagging someone else.
Yeah.
Probably. The fingers will be tired for one.
That's true. Yeah, they're not going to be a cheating, are they, when you go out with a competitive puzzler?
Chatting with Cherubs.
Right, so the average crossword, that's a crossword puzzler, make a gross salary in the United Kingdom of £43,000. No.
Is that a puzzle setter or a puzzler?
Oh, puzzle maker.
A puzzle maker. I'm reading a book about a puzzle maker at the moment.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
That sounds thrilling.
All right.
right. So I'm guessing they're a puzzle master. That's what they'll be.
Yeah.
So how much does a puzzle master make? This is dollars, right?
Cool.
So American dollars. So total pay range, $61K to $111K.
Wow.
So what's 110 grand?
It's about 80%. The pound's doing really bad against the dollar at the moment. It used to be double, but now it's probably about 80%. So you're probably talking about 85 grand a year maximum.
Making puzzles
is not bad.
That is not bad.
Packing this comedy nonsense and start making fucking crosswords.
It's so funny that some professional puzzle makers are VAT registered. I find that hilarious.
Yeah. 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 Six across, other word for idiot. Oh, chump.
Chatting with Cherubs.
I wanted to read an article that I saw literally just before we recorded. I saw it on Instagram on the Gate. On do you know the Gay Times on their Instagram?
Gay Times, I did see.
So I've clicked on the. So I'll read you the bio that's the thing that they posted on Instagram. Then I'll read a bit of the article. So they wrote, "New IVF breakthrough could help LGBTQ plus couples have biological children of their own."
Wow, that's a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah, I get it, and I get why people would want that. Like, I do think,
yeah, no, totally,
that's great,
I can see why,
and that they're working on that. But I wouldn't want my kid to be one of the first ones who've tried that with.
Yeah, my one thing is, how do the family tree work? From there, you'll have two mums and a dad, or two dads and a mum, and you just go, oh,
what do you mean? No, it's not. I think it's still just going to be two parents.
But you must need... No, you can't... Two...
No, yeah. Let me read the article.
It must be...
Right, listen. So it said, could IVG, not IVF, be the next breakthrough fertility technique? Argonne Health and Society University scientists have released new research that could help LGBTQIA plus couples have their own biological children. The new technique called vitro gametogenesis. You should be doing the reading for me.
I should 100% be doing the reading.
Yeah. Involves turning a skin cell into a viable egg. Scientists took a cell from a mouse and removed the nucleus before implanting it into a donor egg before manipulating the nucleus to lose half of the chromosomes. This reduction of chromosomes is the main differentiation. There we go. Differentiation to cloning and how DNA from two donors could be present compared to cloning that only has one DNA from one donor. Why is a dyslexic doing the reading?
I don't know. You could have sent me this in advance.
I'm doing it now.
You are doing it. So just to catch up at the moment. So they're using this. They are taking a skin cell and they're turning that into a viable egg. So you are right that it is a case of it's going to be two parents.
Just two parents. So
wow.
they could take our skin cells and my skin cell and make an egg and then put your sperm on it.
Oh, what would that come out like? You're my baby.
I think... some not good job opportunities.
I think we can safely say not straight.
Yeah. Do you think that would make a difference? Would you have more non-gay, like, would you have less straight kids then? No, that isn't
I don't,
how it's
I don't,
done.
I don't
that
think
it's
how it's
done,
but
no.
given how much DNA we've been working with, I think it must infiltrate it a bit.
The new egg is then fertilized with sperm, which is known more commonly as vitro fertilization, resulting in a diploid embryo with two sets of chromosomes, leading to healthy offspring with equal amounts of genetics from both parents. That's wild.
That is wild. Just... That, imagine that works. That would be so good, wouldn't it? No.
Oh my God. I can have a baby of my own.
Take my skin out and use my sperm.
Yeah. That's what I want. I want my skin and my sperm.
Just a little mini me.
Yeah. Oh
mini
my
Josh.
God.
Would you call if you had a clone baby, would you call them Josh Jr. or would you give them a completely different name?
I would give them the name that I wanted to change my name to legally, but my friend stopped me when I was going to change my name to Flame.
Oh.
I just thought it sounded like mysterious If I was just called Flame Jones.
Flame Jones.
I just thought there was something about it that sounded dead good.
That must be so funny. Imagine the X-Men still had their surnames. It would be like Magneto Smith.
Yeah.
Chatting with Cherubs.
Oh, God, I really want to be the new Wolverine. I think it'd be so fun.
Yeah.
I want him to get Hugh Jackman shape.
So like a Welsh Wolverine?
Yeah. A Welsh Wolverine, why not?
Do you know what? The Wolverine is one of the shorter X-Men.
Go fuck yourself. You said this last week.
I bet you're playing
the Beast.
Yeah, no, he's a bit taller. Also, please, if you are small, please realise I'll still have sex with you. I'm only taking the piss out of Morgan's height because he lies about how tall he is.
And he says,
yes, you do. You say you're the same height as me. And then when I've been in your kitchen, I've reached down and got something because you can't get it because you're smaller than me.
That is not true. I took a photo at the doctor's because they said I was 5'11".
That is bullshit, because I'm 5'10 and a quarter, because I've been measured.
Well,
you're not taller than me.
Take it up with the NHS. The NHS said
I spoke about it with my ex. I remember being like, Morgan thinks he's taller than me, and he was like, he's definitely not. And I've asked people. I've got other people's things. You have a syndrome where you think you're 3 inches taller than you are.
No, 3 inches tall. You did. I am. Well, anyway,
you're
we're going to stop.
5'9".
Well, this is the last episode of Chatting with Cherubs. please sign up to the Patreon.
Maybe I'm trying to think what sort of. There's a character. No, don't matter. I was going to say there's a character called Blob. The only reason I don't think you could do Wolverine is I don't think you've got the capacity, no offence, to give the range of that complicated backstory.
Well, he's just grumpy all the time. I can do that.
He's not grumpy. He's got, like, severe amnesia. He's a load of his... He doesn't know his past, and he doesn't even know how long he's been alive. He's been experimented on by muggles, humans, and he's been treated so badly. He's not just a grumpy guy. Honestly, Morgan, I can't. You don't have enough rage.
How old am I? When's my birthday?
Oh, no.
There you go.
No, it's not happening. I'm sorry. I know. I think you could maybe. You could.
Who would you play then?
I would be Angel.
No, you could be Angel.
Chatting with Cherubs.
So, Josh, anything to plug?
Yeah, I've got some tour shows in May. I only have a couple of left. I'll be on my Instagram bio, and then I'm going to be putting some announcing some work in progress shows for my next show, which will be getting announced soon. And then I have a new project podcast that I've worked on over the last couple of months that should be coming out in May. So just keep your eyes on me for that. And then, yeah.
Oh, superb. And myself is the same old guys. I'm on tour this May and June with my debut tour, Turning Thirsty. It's going to be a great one. I cannot wait for it. Just go to my website or just Google Morgan Rees Tour. You're an adult. And yes, guys, we are once again stressing. We are moving the structure of the show to be 20 minutes episodes. That's absolutely free. But for £3 a month, you get a full length episode. You get a quarterly special. It's just £3 a month. That's less than £1 an episode. It really helps us out. But otherwise, guys, it just means the world that you're getting in contact with enjoying the show. Expect more clips. We'll see you guys next week. I'll be Morgan Rees. See you next week. Josh Jones. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Chatting with Cherubs.